After a long career on his feet, Ludovic Chapelain is looking forward to the option of spending more time like his customers do. But if the French president gets his way and raises the retirement age to 64, then Ludovic will have to spend 2 more years behind the bar.
During the pandemic, the money was found and the biggest French fortunes grew, €189 billion. I think with this money, we should be able to finance public pensions a little bit instead of letting that money go into the pockets of people who already have so much.
When the government last tried to reform one of Europe's most generous pension systems in 2019, there were weeks of walkouts and protests, and then the pandemic.
Emmanuel Macron needs a symbolic project to finally launch his second term. What does he want to do? The image of Macron, crisis manager, has become so important, the image of reforming Macron has somewhat faded into the background. And from this point of view, he desperately needs this reform. If he loses it, it will be the end of Emmanuel Macron.
Opinion polls suggest most people accept that changes to the pension system are necessary, but around 70% say Macron's proposal is unfair. The government says the extra income from pension contributions will help it reduce the budget deficit from 5% to below the EU limit of 3% by 2027. But rights organisations have pointed to the gap in life expectancy between the poor and the rich.
The more you work, the less you will have time to enjoy your pension, and actually for the poorest, sometimes you will not even be able to enjoy your time after retiring because you will be already dead. So that's one. The second problem is a problem of employment. With more people staying longer in job, that means fewer jobs for the youth.
The French, on average, retire at just over 62 years old. Most of their European neighbours work an additional 2 or 3 years. Unions say the reforms are an assault on the welfare system. They've joined forces to lead strikes involving transport services, schools, hospitals and refineries. What perhaps matters more to the government, because it doesn't have a majority in Parliament, is what the Conservative Les Republicans do. And they've so far indicated there's a lot they like about these reforms. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Paris.